Chapter 3. Deep Work is Meaningful. Rick Furr is a blacksmith. He specializes in ancient and medieval metalworking practices, which he painstakingly recreates in his shop, Door County Forge Works. "I do all my work by hand and use tools that multiply my force without limiting my creativity or interaction with the material," he explains in his artist statement. "What may take me 100 blows by hand can be accomplished in one by a large swaging machine. This is the antithesis of my goal, and to that end, all my work shows evidence of the two hands that made it." A 2012 PBS documentary provides a glimpse into Furr's world. We learn that he works in a converted barn in Wisconsin farm country, not far inland from the scenic Sturgeon Bay of Lake Michigan. Furr often leaves the barn doors open to vent the heat of the forges, one suspects, his efforts framed by farm fields stretching to the horizon. The setting is idyllic, but the work can seem, at first encounter, brutish. In the documentary, Furr is trying to recreate a Viking-era sword. He begins by using a 1,500-year-old technique to smelt crucible steel, an unusually pure, for the period, form of the metal. The result is an ingot, not much bigger than 3 or 4 stacked smartphones. This dense ingot must then be shaped and polished into a long and elegant sword blade. "This part, the initial breakdown, is terrible," Furr says to the camera as he methodically heats the ingot, hits it with a hammer, turns it, hits it, then puts it back in the flames to start over. The narrator reveals that it will take 8 hours of this hammering to complete the shaping. As you watch Furr work, however, the sense of the labor shifts. It becomes clear that he's not drearily whacking at the metal like a miner with a pickaxe. Every hit, though forceful, is carefully controlled. He peers intently at the metal through thin-framed intellectual glasses, which seem out of place perched above his heavy beard and broad shoulders, turning it just so for each impact. "You have to be very gentle with it, or you will crack it," he explains.